Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Wiki Curiosity Media, its affiliates, or its parent company, Angel's Hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to No Fi No Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me, joining me tonight, is my host, my co-host, Brian. Brian, what's going on, buddy?
I see it, man. I'm done for the day. I still got some more stuff, but it's been a busy day.
I'm sitting here relaxing,
enjoying my night. I'm happy.
Hell yeah. Well, I came over to the family's house early today, and we got some painting done in the kitchen. So,
dining room,
whatever. My bad. So,
cook in the kitchen, eat in the dining room.
Anyways, so yeah, that's what we did today, and we gotta get everything moved back for the family game night, after the show here. But, ladies and gentlemen, joining us in the studio right now, we want to thank him for taking time out of his busy schedule to come say hi to us here. It is your station manager and part owner here, Dan. Dan, what's going on, buddy?
What's up?
You doing all right, man?
I'm doing good. Had a very productive day.
Did you have fun painting with me?
I did, even though I had to fix your mistakes. But hey, it's all
right.
I'm used to it.
Right, I know. Okay, all right. Well, Mr. Can't Reach the Ceiling.
That's
okay.
All right. No, I do appreciate you coming over early and helping me get that done, because that would have been a pretty long project.
That's what family's for, though, man. That's what family's for. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredible, incredible show for you tonight. We are going to be talking to a guy named Looney Coleon. He is a West Coast hip hop artist, West Coast legend. So we are excited to get to talk to him. But Brian, anything special with your week, man, before we get into this tonight?
Man, not really. Just work, some stuff for the next year, to kick off the riders next year and everything at the Legion, and found a couple veterans that need some help, so we're trying to help them out and everything. So it's been, that's time consuming and busy, because it's a lot of paperwork and we're about to get some funds, that necessary and this and that. So it's other than that, it's been a pretty chill week.
Well, mine was pretty, just basic, work slow. I got a trainee at work right now, so I've got him working with me. We had a fun night the other night. So truck comes in, brand new truck, first oil change, and we're slow. We're not doing nothing. So I send my trainee over to help one of my other techs. Said, hey, go help him knock out this PM, and, we can, we'll all get out of here about the same time. You know what I'm saying? And
So
my other tech, Justin, says, hey, man, just go ahead and just drop the oil. I'll go get our filters. And first the oil change, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not this kid's fault because he didn't do nothing wrong. It's a defect. Instead of the plug spinning out of where the threads are, the little plug threaded insert, the entire insert that is like formed into the thing, come out. Like the super glue or whatever they used didn't hold, and the whole thing come out.
Motherfucker should have used Gorilla Glue.
So, yeah. So that was fun. And there's the first oil change on this brand new Freightliner. So, yeah. Yeah. And the driver was pissed, and not at us, but about his company for making him do it that day, because he wanted to do it the next day, because he didn't have to load till late in the evening. So, it wouldn't have been no skin off his back, but at that time, he had a load. So, yeah. And last night, there was a fucking monkey in my shop. And I want to tell you, when I saw this little monkey on my counter, when I walked into the office area, I was like, what the fuck is that? Because I'd never seen one up close before. And then I realized, you know, I was like, that's a little monkey. And I was like, oh! And I got the giddiest I've been in quite a long time.
You can tell in the picture that you sent us.
Right. And my manager was like, I have never seen that man act like that before. You know, I mean, I've been there, you know, 7 months now, something like that.
6 to 9 months.
Yeah, 6 to 9 months, as Dan always says. So that's probably an accurate estimate, I think, actually. But anyways, so... So a little monkey came in, so I got to hang out with this cute little monkey just jumping all over my shoulders and stuff like that. Had my buddy snap some photos. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, ladies and gentlemen, which I will post some pictures later, but I took it upon myself to create me a little jersey for the show, and I think I'm rocking this motherfucker tonight. So it says Note by Note on the front. It says the guy in glasses on the back, and my favorite number 11 on the back. You know, it's not exactly what I thought it was. You know, it was one of those ads on Facebook that I was like, yeah, why not? And so not exactly what I expected, but you know, okay for the price, I guess. So, but it's all right. It's pretty cool. I like it. I'm excited about it.
Cool.
It's not every day somebody, you know, it's a little jersey for their own little radio show podcast that they do, you know.
Well, so. And it fits, so you clearly didn't order it from Wish.
No. Seriously, like when it got here, I had the family go ahead and open it and check it out, you know, Angel and Dan, and I had them check it out and everything, and they were like, yeah. And I told them, I was like, will you please look at the quality of that? And tell me if it's good quality or if it's like a front for Wish. And that's exactly what I told her. Dan had messaged me. He said he actually tried it on, checked it out. You know, it's not half bad, you know. And it's just, you know, not really what we were expecting, but, you know.
I had to make sure it fits you.
Right. No. Right. Because we're about the same size.
Yeah.
So. It's not too bad.
No.
It's not too bad. Looks all right. What's that?
I'm going to go back downstairs.
Oh, okay.
I just came up to say hi.
Here's Susan.
I just came up to say hi and say thank you.
I mean, you don't want to hang out, you know?
I still have to finish the dining room. I mean, I've got to be able to finish it so we can play games tonight.
You're killing me.
Oh.
You're killing me.
Well, before he leaves.
Oh, hold on.
Does he have video access here?
I got my phone on me.
I can shoot him. I mean,
there you go.
I could just do that.
I showed our guy in glasses. What's up, brother? I showed our guy in glasses here. But
Because
I put these patches up here. So I got my three. I got my Navy, my Army, and my Marines patches on top. On the bottom, I'm going to put my Air Force and Coast Guard and Space Force are coming. You know, I had to order those. But I figured I'd let you know. You know, I got them in an order like that for a reason. And the Navy's up on top, right next to that Army one. And there's only one reason why it's up there, because I don't really know anybody else that went to the Navy, but I put the Navy up there on top, right next to the Army and Marines for you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm putting Space Force on there is because they took that design idea from Star Trek. So
Yeah.
That's the only reason. That's the only reason it's going up there. But
any of you guys watch that
Space Force?
Yeah, on Netflix.
No.
Yes.
It's totally worth a watch.
Yes, it is hilarious.
It's totally worth a watch.
Oh my god,
like,
that is hilarious.
Yeah, like Steve Carell, like it's the same, you know.
John Malkovich.
Same thing that you would expect. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the same thing that you would expect from
Steve Carell.
Something with,
yeah,
with Steve Carell.
Yeah, of course.
It's awesome. It's
John Malkovich is in it.
Yeah, John Malkovich, and he
plays
the
scientist.
Of his fucking Space Force. Oh my gosh, it's so hilarious.
Oh, fuck.
Are we getting tired yet? We got a lot of shit to do.
Oh, I know.
You gotta finish that dining room, and then we gotta play games.
I know.
Alright.
So
I'm watching you.
I'm just sleeping on the couch by the time you get done.
Probably.
Yeah.
But Dan, thank you so much. We appreciate you stopping by.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Let you guys get on with the show.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Always, you can do a little cameo for us, you know.
Pop in and everyone. Grace
us, you know, with your presence. You know,
I gotta protect my investment.
Right. You gotta check on things and make sure things are going good.
Yeah.
Understandable.
So, all right, y'all have a good show. And I will chat with you later.
Yep. Right. Later, bub.
All right.
Later.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as we say goodbye to Dan, we talk a little bit about our artist tonight. Talk about a little bit about his bio here that I've got in the description of the show. Montario Williams. Born August 10th, 1978. He is an American garden block Crip rapper who began his musical career on the streets in Sacramento, California. And so, you know, when you listen to this stuff, if you listen to his music, this is not... let's see. This isn't a front. You know, okay? This isn't a front as when he's speaking in his rhymes and stuff like that. This is real world experience, real gangster talk, you know? So this is, you know, nothing to be taken lightly when this man speaks with us tonight and takes the time out of his, you know, at his busy schedule in his life, you know, to take care of us, you know, or not to talk with us. So, this isn't just your everyday, you know, stuff that you hear on the radio. It's not bad.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's a part of culture. It's a part of life. It's a part of somebody's life. A lot of people's lives, you know, it's not made up stuff. So, but when he first started out in 95, he went by Lunasic, and he appeared on his cousin X-Rated's album that was called Exorcist. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. Let's see. He released a solo debut album, Mr. Lunasic, 97 on AWOL Records, with a lot of good reviews out of it. A Million Words, $1 Million, followed in 98, with an even more positive response than the first one. Then he started collaborating with Killate and KJ to form the supergroup Dossier, you know, I'm going to have to ask him about that because honestly, I don't know how the, you know, pronunciation on that goes. And they went on to produce one album, Waiting to Inhale, released November 3rd, 1988 on AWOL Records. In 2000, he changed his name to Luna Leone. The first album released under the new name is Total Recall, which was released March 14th, 2000. Some of Corleone's most famous ballads include All I Want to Do, All I Ever Wanted to Do, and Thug Shit. His lyrics describe the everyday life of the American inner city youth. So, yeah, as I stated, you know, it is, real shit. It's, you know, this is his real life. So, and, we should be, expecting him, any minute now. So, Brian, you got, anything to say about, what you've heard about his music and stuff like that?
I mean,
in the last few days.
Well, and I had told you before, you know, I talked to him a few years back, and he's a pretty chill dude. His music's great. It really, when you think West Coast rap, you think, you know, Pac, N.W.A., and he really, I mean, he's not one of those. I don't know. I don't know how to put it, but his music is just—it gives you that West Coast. It is that West Coast rap. I mean, his beats are different. His music is different, and it's—I don't know. I really like it. I've liked it. I've listened to it. You know, over the past few years, I've listened to him. That's why when you asked me to, you know, when we put the music up to play tonight, you know, you give me the option to put a couple of the songs that I like up there, so. I did. You wanted, what was it, Thug Shit. You wanted Thug Shit up there.
Yes,
so I got
yes.
that, but I put up Soldier Story and Time for Murder. Those are two that I really like also. I really, really like. So I'm excited to play his music and talk to him, and, you know, it's going to be fun. So, I don't know about you, but I'm down to play one of his songs. I'm ready.
Yeah, you want to put one on there, and, We'll get him on the line.
Yep, I'm down for that.
All right.
All right, so let's start off with Time for Murder. Sound good to you?
Yep.
All right. We will let's rock out.
All right, we'll be right back.
Going hard like A-Ball and NJG. With the real, make them feel, cause my game. of Cali, 916, motherfucker. Got you striking in your Nike, cause tonight it might be your punk ass missing on TV. Testing hog nut, got me fed up with all this bullshit drama. Kill the tape and call it off. Go ask your mama, pause with a comma, duck down in your Honda. Got you thinking, how did I find you? Your shocksy bitch was sucking my dick, then she tossed you in the grinder with these yellow shorts.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses, and that was Looney Coleon with me broadcasting from his studios. My boy Brian, say hello to everybody.
Yo!
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we have Looney on the line, and we are going to bring him in right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get right into it. Looney, can you hear me?
Yo, what's the deal?
What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. At the pad with the grandchild.
At the pad with the grandchild. Look at you. Hell yeah.
Didn't say it was just one.
So, man. How many? Well, is that the only one you said?
I got three and one on the way.
Three with one on the way.
Yep.
Well, how let's see, 70, I can't do math, 78. How old are you?
43.
43, damn.
I was born in 77.
So 77, well, I have you missed, was it August 10th? Did I get that part right?
Yeah, August 10th, 1977.
Ah, well, I have, I might have fat-fingered the information there, looks like. I apologize about that.
Yeah, six of us in my family on the same day.
Oof. Six of you in the family on the with the same birthday?
Uh-huh.
And, like, close, like, brother and sister, you know, some aunts and uncles, like, give me the dynamic here, just real quick, sorry. I was getting off topic already,
but... Cousins and me.
Ah, it's a pretty close relatives there. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So from what I understand, my buddy, my co-host, my brother Brian here. You guys have talked before. Now, what was that scenario with there?
Well, man, I don't know if you remember me or not. I mean, it was. Three, 4 years, it was about, 4 years ago, I think. I'd reach out to him and talk to him about being on a music show that I had co-host prior to being on this show. Hooked up through Cordell, and we had talked on the phone. We didn't get a chance to get him on the show. Kind of sucked because, you know, our schedule just wasn't working at the time or something. I don't remember what it was. But, I mean, that's pretty much... Wasn't anything spectacular. I mean, that's just what it ended up being right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cordell is, you know what I'm saying? He's the homie. I call him the White Nate dog. That's my nickname for him. Yeah, that's been the homie, man. We've done a couple of things, a few things, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he's... you know, shouts out to Cordell Drake, you know what I'm saying, for helping put this thing together. I love you, brother.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We got a lot of love for Cordell. We had him on a few months back, and he is just all the time constantly getting us in touch with different artists and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a real blessing to know that man, for real.
Oh, yeah, he's a good brother. Always talking about my cooking.
You a good cook? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, sure enough. You know,
hell yeah.
I come from a long line of family of cooks, you know.
Hell yeah.
That's just what it is.
So, like, I grew up in Florida, so, you know, and Brian, you obviously didn't grow up in California, right?
No.
So, give me, you know, just talk us through the you know, the childhood that you had, you know, growing up in California, and you know, just tell me, you know, what brought you to today. You know what I'm saying? Just start from the beginning. You know, I want to hear your story. I want to hear it from you. You know.
Actually, you know, it was a rough childhood. You know, we moved a lot. I moved around a lot when I was younger. Alabama, you know, Texas. I have a daughter out there, too. And, you know, it was just a hard upbringing. And just sports, you know, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, you name it. I was a sports buff, just playing sports and all of that growing up. And I got into music about 12 years old. And the first song that I did, Sebo and my cousin, X-Rated, they were in the same cell in the county. And they called me, and they wrote my first song I ever did, Do You Want to Get High? As, you know, still a favorite amongst my fans. Then Market, you know, where Brother Lynch and all them was at, and I really wasn't feeling that. So when Freddie Smith came to me about AWOL, I was really feeling that, you know, Sebo, Marvelous, you know, he signed a couple of artists after I signed. Man, I was lunatic back then. And, you know, first album I ever did, Bo was in the pen, One Life to Live. So I ended up finishing that album first, before I did my premiere album, Mr. Lunatic. And it just started from there, and it never stopped. Hold on. So it never stopped from there. And so we just did that. And after that, I was with Hollis. Man, Mouth of Madness came out, LoonyCodeon.com. Then I did my first solo album on my own, Postmortem. And I'm working on another one right now. It's called The Recyclables. And, you know, I got four artists, you know, that signed to my label, Black Mac, Jay Sizzle, D-Lo, and my R&B artist, Styx. And we just been out here making this good music, you know what I'm saying? And you can go on the internet or find me on Facebook, you know, check out everything. We're in the lowrider game. We have a lowrider. It's called The Chronic. So you can look that up. We've been doing that for a minute. So, you know, just kind of dib and dab into you know, some other little things, and just keep it pushing. And in a minute, you know, I ain't even thought of retirement. I ain't ready yet. So just keeping it pushing and keeping producing, and you know, that's just what the game is.
So when you do your music, just curiosity here, how often do you go back to YouTube and look at some of your music and see how many times, you know, one of your tracks has been viewed, or just see how many, just kind of get the response of that, any kind of extra comments or anything like that? How many times do you go back to that?
I look sometimes, you know, for the most part, you know.
Well, the reason I ask, do you ever get surprised by the amount of views that you've had on a track?
Always, you know. That's just part of the game, you know. You look in and you check and see. I actually have hired someone for that part of the game because I do so much music, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't have time for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm very family orientated, so.
I feel it.
You know, sometimes I don't have time for it. Sometimes I do.
Right, right.
You know.
I bring that up because I just want to throw a big thing out here. Your one track alone, Thug Shit, you have 3.4, just shy of 3.4 million views. That is huge. That is a lot of views.
Absolutely.
That is a lot of views. Now, I get it. You put that song up in 2007, so it's been up for a minute. I know I've contributed a few of those because I've gone back and watched it a few times. But, I mean, I couldn't understand. I've never put anything up on YouTube, so I couldn't understand what it'd be like to go back even now and look at that and just see that number climb. And it's just, I mean, it's got to be some kind. It's got to be a humbling feeling.
Oh yeah, it is. It is. You know what I'm saying? To be able to accomplish that, and you know, a lot of other songs. I've done a lot of music. You know what I'm saying? Shows is like crazy. You know what I'm saying? Deciding what to do, and that very song right there. Ever since I did it, that's been a fan favorite. I mean, I can't do a show without that song.
Right.
And, you know, my partner that was on there, we went to high school together, Ramsey. It was a crazy time, you know what I'm saying? And we just got better writing and creating the music, and it's a lot of material that a lot of different people like. But that one in particular, it's like crazy. It just went crazy. The Midwest took over that Total Recall.
Yeah.
Just took over the Midwest, you know what I'm saying, all the way to Indianapolis. That's as deep as I've been, you know, towards the East Coast.
Well, we'll go a little past Indy because I live
Ohio.
I live east of Indy, just outside of Dayton, and I know it's made it all the way over here. So.
Oh yeah, Ohio is real big. I love it out there. You know, the summer is woo. Boy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But Ohio is definitely a favorite spot, and I was actually surprised being so close, you know, and out there in the East, and they took care of it. And my partner, a friend of mine, called me, and he told me about it. First time I went out there was in the early 2000s, and he was like, wow, you know, we do a lot of West Coast music out here. So I was like, really? And so when we went out there, it was just a lot of love, and it was just crazy out there, you know, crazy bread, you know, good people, good food. We had a real good time out there.
Hell yeah. That's what's right. up.
So, I'm going to ask you this, Kenneth, because I ask all my artists that come on to the show this same question, and I always love hearing the responses, whether they be more in depth or not. But what was that turning point where you said, you know, I'm gonna do music. I'm gonna rap. I'm gonna do hip hop. You know, and that's gonna be my release, and that's the way I voice my opinion about this world and what I'm going through.
Mhm. Well, like I said, when I did Be Wanting to Get High, before that, you know, it was record players and everything, you know, breaking and all that back then, and all of that, and dancing and everything when I lived in Waco, Texas. And it was just, you know, not everybody has a feel for it, but once I touched it, you know, like I said, it was no looking back. You know, I felt comfortable with it. I knew this is what I wanted to do in life. And, you know, I prospered in it. And it's just, you know, it's crazy because, you know, going places, everyone knows you and all that. And, you know, I love underground music. You know what I'm saying? That's where I come from, and that's where I was. My music was birthed in the underground. And
right.
Like I said, once I touched the mic and got it, you know, like I said, it was lunatic at first. And when the label, you know, kind of went sideways, you know, I changed my style. I changed my name. And it was actually for the better, you know. I still got my lunatic fans and everything out there. They like, wow, I changed up and all of this. I was like, I felt like I needed a new identity, or just completely different identity. So, like I said, I changed my name and changed my style, and now I felt it was for the better.
Hell yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take our first official break of the show. Looney, I hope you stay on. If you can give us a little bit more of your time, I'm just going to play one of your songs here. We're going to throw your music out there, let everybody get another feel for it. We played Time for Murder.
Time for Murder, yeah.
Yeah. As we were getting you on air and everything like that. But I'm going to play this because we talked, last night, and I was like, you know, I was telling you one of your songs here, which is the one I'm going to play right now. I listened to it on like three times on the way to work yesterday, just because I loved it. Like, I just, so if you'll just bear with us here, we're going to play another one, and we'll come right back, and we'll finish up with you. Let's see here. This is Thug Shit, ladies and gentlemen. Right here, playing for the first time on Nope I Know Radio Show. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, Thug Shit.
They call me Looney, call me down, down and up on the snitch, fuck 'em all. beer cans off my boots when I'm choked back. Thug living, death of prison is our motto. Thug shit only goes, been hard with scandal.
Who wanna fuck with some of this thug shit? We got game to make your main bitch love dick. To all my enemies, when killing me, nigga, bump this. I'll have my niggas on your ass like some draws trick. Thug shit.
Who wanna fuck with some of this thug shit? We got game to make your main bitch love dick. To all my enemies, when killing me, nigga, bump this. I'll have my niggas on your ass like some draws trick. Thug shit.
Scando, be the realer, the nigga, the big figure. Hustle hard, go get her, tell that bitch I wanna meet her. Play her till I die, but kill her when I ride. Scrap, dorm, then deadly, it's a struggle to survive. So keep my mind on my paper, in my head on straight. You can ask my folks who the code he on. Fool, it's been that way since high school. Been the same fool with the same tool, with the same rule. Every bitch nigga must lose, cause it ain't dues. And got my ranks for bringing bad news to hoe ass niggas that be acting just like you. You brand new, like young niggas smoking boo boo. I'm old school, like real niggas smoking green juice. Raying the pain, none of that. Like the motherfucker sun without no goddamn rain. Stand up, fuck the whole world, high as a kite. That's my peace shotgun, I bet we ride tonight.
Come on and fuck with some of this thug shit. We got game to make your main bitch love dick. To all my enemies, when killing me, nigga, bump this. I'll have my niggas on your ass like some draws trick. Thug shit.
Who wanna fuck with some of this thug shit? We got game to make your main bitch love dick. To all my enemies, when killing me, nigga, bump this. I'll have my niggas on your ass like some draws trick. Thug shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. That was Thug Shit by our artist of the week, Looney. Looney, you still with us, brother?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, man. All right. So, getting right back into it, man. So, if you had to kind of pick up maybe a favorite thing, and I know it's kind of a... it's got to be like a constant euphorical high, so to speak, about your music and what you've done. But if you had to pick something, what's maybe been your favorite song or your favorite concert or something that you've performed in or something like that? You know, what's been your greatest experience so far?
Probably the Rose Garden out there in Portland, Oregon. You know, we were all there, you know, Yuck Mouth, all the Bay Areas, Mac Dre. It was a recipe, was a real good friend of mine. You know, I miss him a lot. You know, a couple of shows in Kansas City with Tech N9ne. He's a good friend of mine. Basically show is a show, you know. I really look at it as work now, because, you know, being so young and in the music and doing it and learning and everything, you know, it was a real experience, and you know, it's all about having fun and getting out there with your dudes and for a minute, you know, and going through it all, you know, learning yourself, you know, that sort of thing. But it's still an enjoyment, you know, because I'm good to see the fans and good to be loved, you know, everywhere you go, even at home, you know what I'm saying? Sacramento produced some of the greatest underground artists there was out in Northern Cali, you know, from Brother Lynch Hung, Sebo's, Marvelous, me, T Nutty, you know. it's great, you know, to be a part of that. And, you know, I appreciate all my fans and everything and all the love. And we just still pushing.
Hell yeah, man. Well, definitely you've got, you know, you've got some new love from Knoxville right now, because I've, you know, I've loved listening to yourself for the last few days, you know, just kind of researching you, I guess, as you would put, and just, you know, listening to your story through your music and everything like that. So, man, I tell you, it's killer. It's killer stuff. And the, you can definitely tell in your music that it's been lived. This is not any kind of, you know, persona that you put on, you know, that you just acquired, you know, or anything like this is real life. This is real, you know, stories that you're telling in your music and real things that have happened and real life that you've lived. And you can hear that come across, you know, when you rap. So it just, you can tell it's coming from the heart and from the soul. And I think that's one of the most powerful things in music, when an artist can really push himself and make him, you know, what he went through or what she went through felt through their music. You know what I'm saying? So it's deep, brother, for real.
Yeah, it was definitely, like I said, it's a hard childhood, and, you know, once you have, you know, something to talk about. Another, you know, favorite from my fans was Dear Mama, and, you know, that was strictly from the heart.
Right.
You know, when you grow up and, you know, drugs and everything is part of, you know, you growing up with your parents and everything, you know. Rest in peace to my father. This past last year.
Man, I'm so,
you know,
sorry for your loss.
Him being in the pen and, you know, us in the streets, you know, me and my baby brother, what's up, Gio Nitty? And, you know, and then growing into the fine young men that we are, you know, with families and everything. You know, my brother doesn't have grandchildren yet. Oh, as a matter of fact, he does. He just had one. And, you know, just growing up to, you know, be family orientated and to do what we're able to do, you know, be married and everything. Me and my wife been married for 15 years, been together for 25. And, you know, it's beautiful, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad we were able to, you know, get our lives together, you know, no penitentiary, no nothing like that, you know, just strictly family, and it feels good, you know what I'm saying? And like I say, I feel blessed, you know what I'm saying? The Lord works in mysterious ways, you feel me? So sometimes you got to go through something in order to get to where you need to be.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Man, that's absolutely right. Brian, I know you had another one.
Yeah, I was going to ask a couple questions. So looking back at everything, what would you say is the biggest obstacle that you've had to overcome, with whether it be in your within yourself or outside of, you know, yourself, to actually continue doing music and, well, to start doing and continue doing music?
Hey. Go in there with your Mimi. I love you too.
Hell yeah, that's a
point of
love right there.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing was, you know, like I said, what I went through growing up, I think that was the biggest teacher of all for me. And to bring music into my life, you know, with what I went through and growing up the way I did.
Right.
It's, you know, I think that was the biggest part of me. That was the biggest swing towards music when I got a chance to start. You know, it was, that was it for me. And, you know, like I said, life is still going on. There's still things happening. And it'll always be something to talk about. But, you know what I'm saying, I always base my music on the truth and the things that I went through, my family, and all that's a big part of my music. For my older cousin, X-Rated, he just got out from doing 26 years.
You know?
And that was crazy. Bye-bye, baby. Love you. I love you, too. You be good for Mimi.
That's sweet.
Be good for you, Mimi. Yes. So, yeah,
that's real life. He's got his grandbabies over, stuff like that. This is real, people.
What so when you're out doing music and you're touring and, you know, you're bouncing around, what's the struggles that come with that? I mean, being a family man and still trying to make a living, what kind of trouble is how hard is that to do when you're out on the road knowing you need to be back home with your family as well?
Well, you know, work is work, you know. My wife, she's been there from the beginning, so she totally understands what I do for a living. And, you know, with the gang banging and, you know, being growing up as a Crip, you know what I'm saying? And everybody already knows that about my business, my music. And, you know, I got Domo homies too, you know what I'm saying? But just taking care of myself out there on that road, making sure everything is good and I make it home safe is the most important thing I think about while I'm out there in the streets. And I have a lot of people everywhere, you know what I'm saying? A lot of different states. And we're always just like that, you know what I'm saying? I go to different places, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I like to cook, so some places I go, my people make me cook and all that. Sometimes they women can't cook, so I take over and cook for their families and everything. You know, I try to just still have fun with it, you know, and just get out there. Just the thing is to get out there and to make it back, you know. That's just the most important thing, because in my line of work, and, you know, with being, like I said, a real famous underground artist, you know what I'm saying, that comes with the territory. You know, it's stupid people out here, drugs, you know, all of that. My cousin died as a result of that, the little cat. You know, it was crazy, you know. He got killed, my little cat. Now, when that Molly shit first came out, and
damn.
So he ended up killing the cat that killed him before he died. And, you know, it's just like I said, it's a lot of crazy shit that go on with this music, you know, not just underground, you know what I'm saying, even with the mainstream, you know, they have their problems too. But, you know, I don't think about that. I know a lot of mainstream artists, you know what I'm saying, if it happens one day, it happens, but I'm happy doing what I'm doing and the position I'm in to be able to do this. But as far as for the most important thing for me, Yeah, hands down, it's his family.
Hell yeah, man. Absolutely. So, like, before we get off the air here, and I probably should have asked you this, you know, at the beginning of the show, but I do want to ask it just because there's not a lot of correlation between your birth given name and your stage name. So where did Lunacit come from, and then how did that, or why did that? Well, I guess you answered that because you know you were looking for a new look. So where did Lunacit come from, and then you know, and then the Lunacoleone, you know.
Well, Lunacit is it was given to me by my cousin X rated. It was a different look, you know. Everybody had different names and everything. I just wanted something that would stand out.
Right.
And, he actually gave me that name, Lunacit. And like I said, once the company folded and everything, it was, and I thought about it, so I put two and two together and just came up with Lunacoleone. That's how that happened. Because actually, we were me, Tay, Marva, my other homie, KJ, we all, and Sebo, we all decided to change up and come with mafia names.
Right.
So we had all switched up. So it was Tay Capone, Lunacoleone, and KJ was Lefty Luciano, and I forgot what Sebo's was, but he had one. Like I said, Marvin's had one. So that's actually where Lunacoleone came from.
Okay, right on. Let's see. All right, well, you know, I want to say thank you so much for giving us your time tonight. I know you got a lot of things going on. Obviously, you know, you had grandbabies over today, and, you know, you sacrificed that family time to be with us, and that's an honor, man. I want to say thank you so much. And thank you for just sharing a little insight into you, you know, and what you went through and your struggles and everything like that. I can't express enough how grateful I am to have you on with us today, man.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure, man. Pleasure is all mine. I appreciate you guys having me and taking the time out for the interview. You too, Brian.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's good to talk to you again, man. It's been a long time, and we'll definitely have to have you back on again sooner than, you know.
Yeah, is there now, I know you had, just real quick, I know you're going. I know you had mentioned earlier, you know, you got some stuff working on right now. So what can we expect here in the near future from you, you know? Because if we got something else banging coming out, you know, I'd love to, you know, we'll have you come back on and you know, and we'll promote that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm going to lock this number in, and I got a few things covered up. Like I said, my artist albums and my new album is called The Recyclables. So I'll definitely tap back in with you guys and, you know, send you some stuff. And thanks for the promotion and all of that. And it's going to be a good relationship, trust me. Because
awesome.
this is something I need, and, you know, something I wanted to do. And like I said, big ups to Cordell Drake. I got to say that again. It wouldn't have been possible without that cat. That's my white Nate dog. You know, that's it. That brother is talented. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, he is.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's very talented. Yeah.
We play a lot of Cordell on our show.
Yeah, I know. He told me. So yeah, it's good conversating with you guys and everything. Just looking forward to Saturday, Sunday, and Monday football.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Here, hanging out in my man cave.
If you just hang on the line for us, we're gonna go to another break. We're going to put on another one of your songs, we'll say another proper goodbye to you. So just hang on the line for us real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Looney Colion, and this is Soldier Story. And we're going to play that right now. Bear with us. Here we go.
It's Looney Colion. Looney Colion. And that nigga be 12. It's Looney Colion. Looney Colion. I'ma take you on a murder show. I let the nine blow and smash off laughing on all gold. I keep that bitch by my waist cause they gonna stick like paint. Assassinate these niggas for hate, we making them drop their case. And the DA don't want no problems. I ripped open my coat in the courtroom. The last thing they saw was me livin' on folks that was hating on me. Give up the cash, bitch, I'm blowing out bad. Nigga, count my G. The realest killer, so triggers. I'm daring niggas to run up and get they wigs lit. Got your balls inside, bitch. And that's the real hater, say what you want. I ship up and take a jump out of whoever won't fall. Nigga, I'm hardcore. I bet your fingers don't pull before I draw down. I'm gripping with some OG niggas, but a meal you bow down. Soldier, taking over, getting sideways. All about my cash, bitch. I do my way. And can't nobody hold me back. If they bust cash, you best believe that I'm gonna bust her back. I'm a G, got the homies yelling, slow down, partner. Drunk driving, letting it rain out the roof with the chopper with a popo on my ass. So I got to shake him on up. Act like a nut, what? Young riders give a fuck up. Living there for prison, trying to keep my composure. Staying high till I die, bitch. I remain a young soldier. Mad at me cause my game's so tough. I got that paper hole mentality, I ain't giving a fuck. I roll with tall niggas, left to the right, we'll cut to the jaw, nigga. Creep to the fall, nigga. Get up in a mall, nigga. Shoot to the fall, nigga. Down the ride, what's up? We thug and she made me. Pull out my 44 on my D.O. Yeah, bitch, you gon' pay me. Thug, living death the prison up in my vision. Got me paranoid. High fuck in the courtroom, legs shaking like I'm on steroids. Gotta get my pay with the seeds. I'm always caught up in some punk shit. With a punk ass nigga and a groupie suicidal young punk bitch. With them ride, homie. These niggas ain't stopping the damn thing. My game's so tight, after comes to the cash, it's all made. You think you talk shit, but I really don't think you won't love. Killing you's a hard, but run around town for the piss. And I'ma let the world know, homie. Best be looking over your shoulder. Chase the shit. I get my life back. And can't nobody hold me back. If they bust cash, you best believe that I'm gon' bust some back. I'm a G. Got the homies yelling, slow down, partner. Drunk driving, letting it rain out the roof with the chopper with a popo on my ass. So I got to shake him on up. Act like a nut, what? Young riders give a fuck up. Tripping dead for prison, trying to keep my composure. Staying high till I die, bitch. I remain a young soldier.
Ain't nobody do it like we do. We just the West Coast riders. We the West Coast thugs. We hit the parking lot and leave it rowdy and bout it. We leave it smoking and potent. Veronica, we was smoking, provoking me to do the strange shit that I do. Like let loose and collect gems for me and my crew. So, baby, boo, you need to stop all your fucking hating and pick me up, bitch. I'm 99.
I'm the type of nigga that'll get sick. Mr. Mischievous, Devious, V12 and Lunatic. Grab the heat up out of my hip and watch him dip, terrifying shit. Then I make them niggas flip and talking about what the fuck be going on. Just stuff your feet and bob your head to this murder block ass song. See now, nigga, it's on. Go ahead, loco, then flip they dong. Don't forget to tap them niggas' phone. Send them in their boxes running home. They're talking about Devious, the cold one. When I let them hang from the shoulder, we'll make it
through. I live my life as a soldier. And can't nobody hold me back. If they was captured, best believe it, I'm gonna bust some back. I'm a G. Got the homies yelling, slow down, partner. Drunk driving, letting it rain out the roof with the chopper with the popo on my ass. So I got to shake him on up. Act like a nut, what? Young riders give a fuck up. Living there for prison, trying to keep my composure. Staying high till I die, bitch. I remain a young soldier. Nigga, I remain a young soldier. Bitch, I remain a young soldier. I remain a young soldier.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me, as always, my co-host, Brian. Brian, say hello.
Yo, what's up?
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just coming back with us, you know, just joining us, shame on you because the show starts at 6. We just had Louis Gagliano on, and what an amazing interview that was. Was it not, Brian?
Yes, it was.
Like, it was absolutely incredible to have him on. He has got a big, big, big following out in California and in the Midwest and everything like that. So, you know, definitely, if you haven't yet, go like his page, go like his music, subscribe to his YouTube page, you know, follow his music videos that he comes out with. Definitely show that man some love because it is well, well deserved.
Yes, it was. He's awesome, dude. He makes great fucking music.
Absolutely, man. Like I said the other day, like I listened to last night on the way to work, I listened to Thug Shit like 3 times on the way. Like I just kept hitting the button back on YouTube and watched it.
I ain't mad at you.
So Brian, we talked on break. Brian has a big announcement, ladies and gentlemen. So that he forgot to talk about at the beginning of the show. So we want to give him his time here. So what's up, man?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know, for those of you who do listen, you know, I live in Richmond, Indiana. And I'd like to let everybody know that, you know, the NBA draft just happened, you know. What was it, night before last? And, sure. Yeah, night before last. And Desmond Michael Bain from Seton High School here in TCU, went first round in the draft. He is now a Memphis Grizzly first round draft pick in the NBA. And so I just want to throw a big, huge shout out to Desmond Bain and his family. That's awesome. I couldn't even imagine how excited his parents are right now. For his whole family, you know, the whole city's hype right now. I'll tell you that. It's just an amazing thing. I mean, we got someone from our hometown, you know, went straight to the pros, you know, so, straight out of high school, first round draft pick into the pros. And, I think he went number 30, and I mean, that's huge. First draft pick, you know how good you gotta be to go first round and just get that period. You gotta be freaking amazing. This kid has got talent. So, like I said, he got drafted to the Memphis Grizzlies, and so be on the lookout for Desmond Bain because he's doing his thing.
Desmond Bain.
I'll have to send you a link or something.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. And, you know, kudos to that man and what he's accomplishing.
Yeah, he's a dude. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, the guy, and he's got some talent, and I think he's gonna be big. I just sent you a thing, kind of the coming up of. So I'll send you something else on it, but you can search him on Facebook and everything, man.
Yeah, just got it. I'll check it out here in just a few minutes here.
But yeah, I wanted to bring that up. I mean, it's a big deal. I'm excited for him. I'm proud of him, and I hope. You know, I hope he does very well. I hope things work out. Also, on a side note, I'd like to say, fuck Facebook.
All right, hold on. Brian.
Yep.
You cut out on me a little bit here. I heard fuck, and that's all I heard.
Oh. Well, I'd like to say, I don't mind saying it again. I'd like to say, fuck Facebook. Yeah. I posted something to the Opinion Battlefield page, man, and they turned around and they removed almost immediately. And we had a page or something about it's unpublished or something like that because the post was unpublished due to the fact that it violates their standards. And Mark Zuckerberg's a douchebag because standards are if you don't go left, then it's not, you know, it's not the right way to be. So I just sent you this image so you could see what I'd post, which I can understand to a point, but at the same time, you know, as long as your political views lean one way, you can post whatever you want. And I've seen that on Facebook. And I'm not going to say left, right, I'm not going to say Republican, Democrat, Independent, because I'm not going to side one way or another. I'm just saying if they don't lean one way, then they don't fit the standard. And I don't think that's justified. I don't think it's right. And so my post was removed on some bullshit. Just like
well,
that. Put that out there.
I'm looking at it now. Yeah, it's not anything, you know, supporting, you know, that group of individuals or anything like that.
Right, it's not supporting
it's just,
his image.
It's just showing how cheap the American public is.
Dude, I swear I don't think I've ever heard you put anything so well. That was very well put. That's
exactly what is that, and that's the only way that it can be interpreted, because obviously nobody supports, you know, what is in the image, or anything. So that it's a comparison to historical events and to what we are going through today. As far as with the masks and this, you know, the quarantines and the, you know, just the uproot of what a lot of people feel is their American right to, you know, go where they want and do what they want, you know, in a normal sense here.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And it's misinterpreted, obviously, because it is... It is seen as just for what the image is, and
well, I sent you another one, and I'm gonna try and post that one, see if that one works, because I mean it's, you know, I think that's justified too.
Let me take a look at the other one here. Okay, well, I mean that's less political and just more.
Right.
Social, possible social disruption, I guess.
Right.
So
we'll see what happens, I guess. I feel like you're infringing on my First Amendment rights. I mean, that's how I feel. That's my freedom. This is, you know, Facebook is a way to post our rights of free speech. So, you know. Anyway, sorry, I'll get off that topic since, you know, that's the wrong show for that.
Well, no, I mean, I understand what you're saying. You know, it's frustrating because I don't know how to put it other than it's taken in context, not taken out of context. You know,
exactly.
what the photo is just taken for face value versus the other half of the meme, you know, because that's what it is. It's a fucking meme.
Right.
And what the other half of the meme is. And it's just a comparison to show how sheepish, you know, the American culture is.
Right.
So, I 100% agree with you that it's a bullshit call to take it down and remove it and tell you it's because of, you know, social media standards and blah, 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 bullshit.
Right. And I appreciate you agreeing with me on that. So far, that second one, that other one that I sent you has not been, I mean, that one came up, I mean, it was almost immediate, you know, and this one right here, I haven't seen nothing up. Nothing's popped up yet. So we'll see what happens. I figure it might actually, you know, I mean, if it would have said, okay, instead of saying media, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, feel free to go search on Facebook and go to the Opinion Battlefield page and you'll see what I'm talking about. And it might be one of those things where, because it just says media, now had it said like CNN, ABC, Fox, anything, if it would have specifically said one or the other, I think it would have probably been removed as long as it was understanding how Facebook is and Mark Zuckerberg. If it would have been a left leaning post, then I think it would have been removed. So that's and now you've worked in jobs to drive forklifts, correct?
What's that?
You've worked in jobs that drive that handle forklifts, right? Forklift drivers.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm showing you one more thing here, and then I am done with all this. I'm
okay.
Sending you one more. I'm sending you one more image, and then I'm done with it. I'll back off.
Hold on.
Oh, and I'll let you explain.
Holy shit. Okay. So what I'm seeing here, ladies and gentlemen, is what looks like a fork from a forklift is stuck inside of a pole. Like it went in the pole, through the pole, then out the other side of the pole. And there is just a forklift fork, you know, in a pole here. Looks, I would assume a metal pole. And a couple of cones around it. And the caption is, how fast did he hit that pole? So, like, you had to be booking it. I mean, and those things, like, what, 15 miles an hour? You know?
Right.
20 miles an hour?
15, probably, yeah. We actually seen a guy at my old job. He, we were ready to clock out. We were sitting up at the clock waiting to go. And he was taking something. He was supposed to be taking something and putting it up, and then meet us at the time clock because it was the end of the week. We were shutting it down. And
right.
Out of nowhere, we hear this loud bang. And we had this one forklift that was ridiculously fast. Like, it should not have been as fast as it was. And what it was is he was hauling ass. Well, there's this one section where there's a pole right in the middle, and you have to go around it. Well, he wasn't paying attention. He looked down at his phone, and he hit and flipped up over the steering wheel, which is, if you've sat on a forklift, you'd know, people would know, it's not easy to flip up over the steering wheel the way these things are made. And he flipped up over and fell.
You're so counterweighted.
Right. And, well, even with the way the steering wheel comes out at you, too. And he flipped actually out and over the steering wheel and over and hit the pole and fell down on the forks. I mean, he slammed into this pole. He had looked down at his phone and was, you know, flooring it, hauling ass on the fastest forklift we had, and just smoked this pole, dude. We had to go back. We watched the cameras for a good 20 minutes watching it over and over and over.
Boom, this is right here where he gets, you know, when he's in a lot of pain. Bam.
Now, since we're not having a show next week, I do want to ask, are you going to be watching the pay-per-view?
What pay-per-view is it?
Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. is going at it on November 28th. Mike Tyson's coming out of retirement. It's supposed to be just an exhibition match, but I have a pretty good feeling these gentlemen are going to go at it, because if you've seen any of these videos he's been posting of training videos, Mike Tyson looks better now than he did when he was in his prime. I mean, that dude was big in his prime. When he was young, he was just big. If you look at him now, he's put on more weight, more muscle. He's just so much bigger. And him and Roy Jones Jr. is going at it November 28th. I'm excited.
Huh. No, I hadn't planned on watching it, but I had seen something on Facebook about it, but I never really paid attention to it. But,
well, I'm excited.
It's gonna be a cool match. I mean, I guess I wouldn't oppose to, you know, to pay for it and watch it. That would be cool. When is it supposed to be?
November 28th at 9 p.m.
November 28th. What day is that?
That would be, it's probably a Saturday, honestly. Let me look that up real quick.
Because I can do that.
Let's see. November 28th is, as soon as my calendar loads here, Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. The next week?
Yes, next week.
Next week, all right. Well, that would definitely be interesting to watch.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to get that one because that's definitely gonna be interesting. Now, as long as he does better than when he did when he come out and he fought shortly after he got out of prison, he come out. You know, his first big fight, he fought Lennox Lewis. And Lennox Lewis, I mean, it was a horrible match. Lennox Lewis just worked him. It was pretty bad.
What did he go to prison for again?
If I remember right, he had that chick come up and said that she had raped him or whatever.
Or that he had raped her?
Wow. Yeah, he was in for rape or something like that. But I don't know. I do know that the movie Undisputed with him and Wesley Snipes kind of follows along that idea line. Ving Rhames was, you know, world heavyweight boxing champion, and then he went to prison on rape charges, and then, yeah. And then him and Wesley Snipes in prison have a boxing match, which actually was a really good match. I mean, you should, if you ever get a chance to watch it, you should go back and check that out.
Well, yeah, you'll have to send it to me.
Absolutely, I can do that.
The name of it, Messenger and shit like that, because I'll forget. So, but anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to wrap up the show tonight. We want to thank everybody for listening and being a part of this with us, Brian, you want to say your final goodbyes here?
Absolutely. Well, I just want to thank everybody for listening. Definitely want to thank our guest, Looney Colleone. Really cool dude, really humble dude. I could hear that, you know. Very talented artist. If you haven't heard him, check him out. You heard him, he's on Facebook. You can find his videos all over YouTube. Hell, he's got like, I think it's like 50-something songs on YouTube. Check him out there. It's been a lot of fun. Remember, you can sing a song to 80,000 people. They'll sing it back for 80,000 reasons. Thanks for listening. Love you all. Good night.
All right. Well, Brian, I want to say thank you for coming on with me tonight. As always, it is a pleasure to co-host the show with you. And I want to say thank you for the people who are listening and for taking time out of their day to, you know, listen to the interview and listen to somebody's story, somebody's real life. And that, to me, is better than any of the just topic shows that we do, you know. And when you have a live artist on talking and telling their story, it's a show that's so much more meaningful, you know. So, but I want to say thank you everyone for listening, and as always, keep your hearts open and your radios up. Ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful weekend. Good night.